You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Hello, welcome to this food and farming podcast from AHDB. AHDB's We Eat Balanced and Love Lamb Week marketing campaigns are on the horizon. Running from the 1st to the 7th of September, this year's Love Lamb Week will remind shoppers about how good lamb tastes and provides insight on the sustainability of UK sheep production and the role sheep farming plays in maintaining our landscape and beautiful countryside. In September, the We Eat Balanced campaign, which was first aired in January this year, gets a second burst of activity and is designed to remind and reassure people about the positive role red meat and dairy from Britain can play in a balanced diet, as well as reduce food miles. I'm John Bates, and in just a few moments, I'm going to speak to Liam Byrne, head of AHDB's consumer marketing, about what's happening in these campaigns and how they're supporting farmers. Sheep farmer Adrian Coombe also lends his voice to the story by talking about how sustainable sheep farming really is good for the countryside. So Liam, let's go to you first. Give us a quick overview of the two campaigns.
The two campaigns are focused on giving consumers the confidence to continue enjoying meat and dairy as part of a healthy and sustainable diet. We all would have read headlines in national newspapers about whether it's red meat giving you cancer or cows destroying the environment. And the reality is that these are extremes. They lack the balance. And the reality is that actually animal agriculture has a vital role to play, both in the nourishment of our people and our families and the nourishment of our land. And so the aim of this campaign essentially is to protect that long-term consumption in our sector products by highlighting the nutritional and sustainable values of meat and dairy production in this country. And whether that's lamb for Love Lamb Week or pork, beef, lamb and dairy for the wider We Eat Balanced campaign, they all stem from the same start.
And of course, the start point, as I already mentioned, is Love Lamb Week, right at the beginning of September. But the rest of this activity is going on throughout the month, yeah?
Yeah, we ran a successful pilot, John, in January. We ran a 6-week pilot campaign, and that followed some pretty extensive focus group work that we did at the back end of the year. And although we couldn't get people in a room because of COVID, we ran those sessions online. And what came out was there's a real desire, a real knowledge to hear more from our industries. People want to hear more from farmers. People want to hear more about the benefits of meat and dairy. So what they tell us is we hear an awful lot about positive role that fruit and veg can play in a diet, but no one really ever talks about the positive roles of meat and dairy. So this campaign kind of aims to base into that, kicking it off in the autumn. And the reason that we picked autumn is that we have COP26. So the world's eyes will be on Scotland when leaders from around the world fly in to discuss the environment. And so we will have a strong focus on environmental messages running through autumn into COP26, really highlighting the fact that farming in this country is one of the most sustainable in the world. And then moving into January, that's the second big peak burst of activity. And we'll be on TV then. And again, if you think about January, that's that time where there'll be a lot of media messages encouraging people to cut back on meat and dairy. And it's really important that we have a voice in that space. Again, just promoting the positive role that meat can play as part of a balanced diet, giving people permission to continue enjoying it.
So I'm interested in how they work together and what you plan to achieve with these sort of campaigns and this activity running, as you say, from September right the way through to the new year.
Our aim ultimately is to continue to give people the confidence to keep enjoying meat and dairy. And that ultimately means that we protect those long-term consumption, which means that we're protecting volumes, that kind of volume piece with our sector products. How they work together, actually, they ladder up into the same place. So if we're looking at the reasons that people are reducing their meat consumption, there's kind of three broad buckets. One is for reasons of health. The second is kind of environment and sustainability. And the third one is welfare standards. And they will be the three reasons why, if you're thinking about reducing or you are reducing your meat consumption, they're broadly the three reasons why. And they're in order. So firstly, it's number one is health. That's the top one. And number two is environment. So if you look at kind of lamb and where that sits, actually, it's a cornerstone for everything that we're talking about as part of the wider Eat Balance campaign. You know, lamb is largely reared outside. It takes the rain from the sky, takes the grass, which is, you know, we humans can't eat. They're often raised in areas where we can't grow crops for human consumption. And it, what it does is it turns it into delicious and nutritious food. So it's a great story, just as our stories around beef and pork and dairy are. So we're kicking off with a celebration of lamb that will then ladder into the wider health and sustainability stories for our other products.
Now, I guess the clue's in the title that we balanced, but you're emphasising that people generally should look for a balance when they're seeking a healthy diet, right?
It's really interesting when I mentioned we did focus group work last year, and there is a real desire with the public for a common sense approach to eating. And so a balanced diet to them, when you position it, makes absolute perfect sense. And what they're getting is everything but that narrative coming through. So what they're being told is that they need to be cutting back on key food groups. And we know that cutting key food groups can be as damaging to your long-term health as maybe over consuming in certain food groups. So actually having a balanced approach to diet, and that balance, you know, a cornerstone of that is meat and dairy, is absolutely, you know, the right message, and it's landed really well with the consumers that we've spoken to.
Now, obviously, industry and farmers are big stakeholders in all of this. They care very much. How can they get involved? Are there resources that they can use? Are there resources that are going to be available to retailers? What's the deal?
Yeah, so there's probably 2 points to this. One, I'd just like to just say that, you know, farmers, there's a high trust with consumers, how they see farmers and the role that they've played. And I think that has been really amplified through the work that they've done to keep food on supermarket shelves through the pandemic. So consumers are telling us that they want to hear more from farmers, but they don't often see or hear from them. The second point really is that, you know, when we go out and we make a statement to consumers that our meat and dairy from the UK is amongst the most sustainable in the world, actually, it's the farmers that are living and breathing that on farm to make that happen. And so our opportunity long term is to really start to underpin statements with real life examples of what the supply chain is doing in the space of health and nutrition and environment and welfare standards. So there are a number of ways that farmers can get involved in this campaign. And actually, rather than it being, you know, a campaign that's designed for our supply chain, it really needs to be a campaign that we work with collectively as an industry for consumers. So the first is that the first way they can get involved is you can follow your sector AHDB Facebook or Twitter account, and then you can share any of the content that we put up, and that's probably the simplest and easiest way to get involved.
Fantastic. Thanks, Liam. That sounds like some great activity and something to look forward to. And listeners, we'll put links to the things that Liam was referring to there. We'll put those links into the show notes. Now, Liam was talking about farmers. We've got a farmer up next. So let's now chat to Adrian Coombe about his farm.
He looks after sheep. And what we're really interested to know is how the whole farm and Adrian work in harmony with the environment rather than against it. So thanks for coming on the podcast, Adrian.
Hi.
Whereabouts in the country are you?
We're in Cornwall on the Devon and Cornwall border, probably about 15 miles from the centre of Plymouth.
Oh, okay, right. And just tell us a little bit about the setup on your farm.
We're very much a family farm and a mixed farm. We've got about 600 sheep, 180 beef cattle, and we grow about 70 odd acres of cereals and a few potatoes as well.
Oh, good. Nice West Country potatoes. So who doesn't like those? That's exactly. That goes down well on the plate. So, Adrian, when I introduced you, I was talking about the fact that it's important that farmers and their animals are working in harmony with the environment. So just tell us a little bit about how sustainable you think your farm is and actually how you work with the environment.
I mean, we're in quite a high rainfall area, you know, right, So we've got in between Bodmin Moor and Dartmoor. That's not that conducive for growing high quality cereals. And the cereals we do grow are animal feed quality. We never hit the top specs. We're in a very good grass growing area. I mean, most of the farm is down a permanent pasture, so you know, we're not ripping up and releasing lots of carbon. And sheep, you know, thrive on good quality pasture, but permanent pasture can be good quality.
So that produces some really nice lamb, I'm guessing. What's your view about these marketing campaigns that AHDB put together?
You always see a spike in sales after a marketing campaign. It doesn't matter what it is. All promotion is good promotion. You know, it's getting it into the forefront of the person buying the food and person deciding on meals, and it's all positive.
Have you been a sheep farmer for a long time?
We've had sheep on the farm since my granddad bought it back in 1948. We've increased the numbers in the last sort of probably 5-10 years as, you know, we've increased the rotational grazing. So you're actually better using the grass that we grow and actually the inputs we put in as well. Yeah, making more use of those. So it's more sustainable.
And the fact that you've increased the number of sheep you've got, that would suggest that there's a pretty healthy market for sheep just now.
At the moment, yes. I think this year we are seeing sort of nearly record high prices, or sustained prices anyway. But it's all to do with how it fits in with our farming system. You know, they don't just graze a permanent pasture. They do graze other parts of the farm that come in and out for potatoes and the cereals. It's all very much in a crop rotation, trying to keep the organic matter in the soil and obviously keep the soil healthy.
That's right. It's really important to have that whole mix, isn't it? So just to go back to the marketing campaign and perhaps encouraging farmers to get involved. Do you use social media yourself?
Yes, we do. Yeah. I'm on Twitter and on Facebook. Not necessarily this marketing campaign, but 2 or 3 years ago, there was a thing going around on Facebook challenging people to put up 10 photos over 10 days of something you do with no explanation within farming. And I thought that was a wasted opportunity. So I actually put pictures up and actually told the story of our sheep throughout the year. I mean, the 10 days turned out to be, I think, about 22 days in the end. I went through everything. Yeah. But it was surprising how much engagement we had on those posts from people that most of them knew me, but they didn't really know how much was involved with farming and how much we try and work with nature in the growing season and how it all fits in.
And there seems to be a genuine interest from the public about where their food comes from and what farmers do, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the Jeremy Clarkson's farm, I mean, that's shown such a big sort of interest from the general public that wouldn't normally have any contact with us. You know, because of his big media presence and just the I was in Prime as well, pushing it. You know, it's all helped us get our story across as well.
Yeah, and it's really important. And one of the things that I've heard is that they've just signed up to do a second series. So this is good for farming, whether you like Jeremy Clarkson or not as a presenter. Certainly, the formula has worked really well for getting public interest.
Well, definitely. I mean, my wife isn't a very big fan of him, but she's watched it and she's really enjoyed it. I mean, partly because it's farming based, but also he is portraying it in a fairly realistic way. Yes, there's a bit of humour written in, but the nitty-gritty is correct.
And also importantly, I suppose the subliminal message is the fact that we want to encourage people to eat more produce that's coming off the farms like yours, don't we?
Well, the UK's got one of the lowest carbon footprints, especially for meat, in the world. So why import stuff from abroad that's not done in such a sustainable way, be it feeding grains or whatever, but it's also, we grow grass ever so well, and that's what animals thrive on.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Adrian. Let's leave it there. Good luck to you and your sheep, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Now we're joined by Rebecca Meir, who sets the strategy for the beef and lamb sector. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca. Now, the We Eat Balance campaign and Love Lamb Week, these are obviously really important marketing tools and strategies that get put in place. But why are these campaigns important to farmers?
Reputation as a whole is hugely important to farmers. Consumers at the moment are really focused in on understanding where their food comes from, understanding how that impacts the whole environment. It's not just what's on your plate anymore. It's what it says about you. It's what it says about the world that we live in and then the environment that we're in. And for farmers, it's important on two scores. Firstly, to be able to create the market for their products, which we know have a great story to tell, particularly around livestock farming and the benefits that it brings to that kind of cyclical environment, plant and animal. So for them, it's really important to create that market. And then for consumers to understand exactly how hard farmers work on those areas and to really interlink to their farming stories. So the ability to run campaigns like this, to explain that reputation of beef and lamb and to understand the benefits that brings is hugely important. So farmers for themselves actually should take this opportunity and really kind of run with their own stories and recognise that they are the genuine voices of this, that they are give this the authenticity. And we've shown in the past that campaigns like this really can be linked in by consumers, by retailers, by food service operators. People get really excited by this kind of thing, by us telling of the stories. So for us, this move into Eat Balanced and Love Lamb Week, giving that uplift, particularly to sheep farmers and the brilliant story they've got to tell is really, really important and quite exciting. I'm excited to see them go live again because we've had brilliant results in the past.
Yeah. No, I can hear that excitement in your voice. So you're really encouraging farmers to get involved.
Yeah, definitely. What we've found since we started to run these campaigns where farmers take the lead on it is actually they are far more successful. People want to hear their voices. They don't want to just see an advert. They want to see the story behind it. And the only way to tell that story behind it is by all of you guys, all of the farmers, taking the opportunity to download the assets, get onto social media, put things on farm. I mean, one of the most brilliant examples I found is farms that were right next to a motorway or a railway line or a road or a farm shop and putting up kind of the messaging around the campaign so that consumers driving by can see it and see the farm itself and really understand that. So the more wealth of those voices that we get from farmers, actually, the more successful the campaign will be. And I know that sometimes there is a little bit of pushback from the aunties, but actually what you will find is the main consumers, that bulk of people, the majority of people are hugely supportive and excited to see those farming stories, particularly around Love Lamb Week. Brilliant story to tell. Gorgeous countryside, perfectly adapted to sheep farming to be able to look at and see. So yeah, I would encourage absolutely everyone to get involved. And I will be myself, although mine will be maybe on the cooking front and I probably will have to do a Blue Peter because I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, but also, you know, September's a good month, so weather-wise, so hopefully people will still have the barbecues going and, you know, lamb on the barbecue is a great thing during Love Lamb Week, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. And particularly after the year that we've all had, everyone is really enjoying being able to get out there, being able to eat outside with friends. And lamb during this period has actually seen a huge uplift. People have started to recognise it again. It's become exciting again. People have started to buy and cook with lamb a little bit more. So the opportunity to do this, it is actually exactly the right timing and be able to kind of see where that food comes from at the same time as using it as kind of a bit of a social occasion. We're all hoping for a bit of an Indian summer so we can keep this feeling going and this positivity we've got. So yeah, it's absolutely perfect timing for Love Lamb Week.
And all of that against a backdrop for sheep farmers where sheep meat is getting good value at the market. So farmers are doing well on that score as well. So we've got the story for the consumer and driving traffic through social media engagement, getting farmers involved with that. But one of the key themes that's running through these campaigns, that's around sustainability and the environment. So that, of course, those are important messages for the consumers. But there's also the sheep farmer angle on all of this because changes are afoot, aren't there?
They are, definitely. And I think this is one of the main things that within kind of the strategy we set, we recognise is really important. We can do, and I have come up through marketing, that is my background, and I'm really passionate about it. But one of the things we need to recognise is it has to be true. What we say around sustainability and the environment has to really have some impactful messages. And we've seen that recently with the Advertising Standards Authority results, where there were some pushes against what we've been saying around sustainability and environment. And none of these were upheld because they are true. Because the message around sustainability and environment from the farmers is accurate. So one of the things we need to recognise is actually what happens at the farm gate makes a difference at retail shelf. And therefore, we need to support the farming base to continual improvement which I know that they're seeking anyway, because we've already got a great story to tell. People are already really pushing forward on our environmental basis. So as AHDB, we focus in on telling the story, but also supporting farmers to be able to drive forward on developing that story. Obviously, we know that we're going to be changing in terms of the way that the industry is supported. And part of that is going to be a change of looking at environmental land management, how we manage the land that we're on. So recognising that environmental land management and looking at support for the industry through that is going to be ever more important. So within AHDB and coalescing the whole industry together, we're really looking into how farmers adapt and change their business models to make sure that they're making the most of the sustainability and environmental credentials that they can. Part of that is AHDB has secured 3.9 million in additional funding to be able to support 4,000 farmers and growers in really navigating the loss of some of those direct payments into environmental land management, looking at the resilience of their business, moving forward into that area. We also do an incredible amount on grassland. Grass, we're full of it as a country. It's all coming out of the rainfall. It's a brilliant story to tell. And supporting farmers, particularly sheep farmers, in utilising this in the best way possible to get the most value possible out of that, which gives you the benefits of sustainability and environment, not just being about the consumer story and wanting to do good for the world. The positive fact of it is it actually makes more money as well, because the basic fact is if you have less inputs, it's better for the environment. If you have less outputs, it's better for the environment. If you get more productive from those less inputs and less emissions, it's better for the environment, but it's better for profitability at the same time. So really is a win-win at the moment in terms of what's developed.
Thank you very much indeed, Rebecca. And we'll put a link to the resilience funding into the show notes for listeners to be able to access. So Rebecca, thank you very much indeed. And thank you for the little person that's just standing to your right as we record this.
Well, one of the benefits of having a little person is you can judge my cooking and make sure I'm cooking my lamb properly.
Fantastic.
So thanks to all of my guests on today's podcast. If you'd like more information about the campaigns, please follow the links that are in the show notes, or you can visit the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk. If you've got any comments about this podcast or ideas for future episodes, you can email me, john.bates@ahdb.org.uk. Thank you to podcast producer Gemma Pamant. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.